This is Dot Cannon with an Over Coffee post-CES blend as we take a look at some of our favorite innovations of CES 2018.
What we do here with Rosobot is we start you with pen and paper. So you can take any pen and paper and start learning to code. So it's not as scary as having to go in and punch ones and zeros into a computer.
Morgan Anderson is both project manager and producer for Ozobot, creators of the world's smallest programmable robot. When it debuted at CES 2014, Ozobot was just 1 inch tall, and its creators had designed it with the goal of teaching kids and us big kids to code while playing with the robot and being creative. Since then, Ozobot has come out with an even smaller model, and for CES 2018, the original model was back with some new innovations. How did you first get involved with Ozobot, this cool little robot?
I've been with the company for about 2 years now. I was looking for something that fed my interest in robotics, as well as something that was going to be used to help bring people into more coding. So I'm a self-taught coder, so I wanted to help bring more females into the field.
Talk to me about coding, because that scares the daylights out of a lot of people. How would you tell somebody who goes, coding, that it's not that scary?
Yeah, I let them know it's not as scary as it sounds. Coding, with what we do here with Ozobot, is we start you with pen and paper. So you can take any pen and paper and start learning to code. So it's not as scary as having to go in and punch ones and zeros into a computer. And it's social. We want you to interact with other people while you learn. So that's what we're here to do. We're here to help teach you the creative side of coding as well.
That's excellent. And then from drawing the lines, the green, red, and blue lines, as I remember, how do you make the leap to zero, one, et cetera?
So we have an online free coding platform called Ozoblockly. And in there, it's a visual-based coding platform. So you can drag and drop codes onto the screen, hold our bot up to the screen, and it'll flash code right over there for you. Or you can push it through the app if you're using our Evo robot. From there, you can also preview JavaScript in there. So we don't teach the JavaScript, but you can preview it as well.
That is cool. Say that online platform again, please.
Yeah, it's ozoblockly.com.
Ozoblockly.com.
Correct.
Now, when I first saw Ozobot, it was 1 inch high, smallest robot I've ever seen. That's not true anymore.
Yes, so Evo is a little bit bigger than our traditional bit model, which is the one you saw. So it's a little bit bigger, not much, but this one has sensors on it as well. So it's an app-enabled device, so you can connect it to an app, and you can program within the app. You can RC control it, control the lights and sounds and movements. You can send that program to your friends. So if you create something really cool and you're like, I have to just show this to my friend, I can't wait to until I see them next, you can send that program to them, and their robot will receive that program and execute it.
What about your own experience? What is one of the coolest programs you've created that you would send to a friend?
I've done some really cool interactive ones where the robot will move across the table, it'll recognize certain colors, and it'll do different dances for me.
Oh, how cool. What kind of a dance?
Just a little spin dance, and I'll have the lights going crazy.
I love that. There's a game over here that drove me nuts. Is this new?
This is brand new, yes. Yeah. So this is our slalom game. So it's using our tech with sensors. So you have to push it from black to red to green to purple, but you can't touch anything blue. If you touch something blue, it docks you points.
It busted me once before I got it.
Oh, yeah. It's quite difficult, but we wanted something that's interactive and yet challenging at the same time.
With all you've been doing here with Ozobot, what's next?
Oh, there's a lot coming next. We have a lot of things releasing this year, so definitely keep an eye out for new interactive activities, new ways to interact with a robot that hasn't been done before.
And I'd love to ask you to tell me a story now. What's one of your absolute favorite stories from the couple of years you've been working with Ozobot? What was one of your best experiences?
We were at an event back in July last year, and we were doing a product launch, and everything just clicked there. People were just interacting with it. They just got it right away. We had a little boy come up. He was probably 8 and had never interacted with anything to do with coding at all. And his mom kind of brought him up and was like, you should try this. And he's like, I don't want anything to do with it. And then as soon as he picked up the markers and started drawing and putting the codes down, he was hooked and he was at our booth the rest of the day.
Wow, and you couldn't get him to go anywhere else.
Correct, yeah, he was just there and just interacting with the robot, and he would use it until the robot would run out of battery, so I'd have to get him another one. I just kept giving him robots all day long. He just was so interested in the robot, and it sparked his creativity and further wanting to go into coding.
I should share with you that I have used one of your robots in one of my speeches. I've taken it out of my breast pocket and said, here, and I had people ask, where do I get the little red robot?
Yeah, so you can get them online at our shop, ozobot.com. We're also on Amazon. We're in Barnes & Noble, Best Buy, Target, Walmart as well.
This has been great. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much.
You and I have been listening to Morgan Anderson, project manager and producer at Ozobot, creators of the world's smallest programmable robot. If you'd like to know more about the original Ozobot called Bit or their app-connected robot Evo, you'll find more information on ozobot.com. That's Ozobot, spelled O-Z-O-B-O-T, ozobot.com. And that concludes this post-CES innovation blend of some of our favorites from CES 2018 in Las Vegas. This is Dot Cannon for Over Coffee.